We'll look ahead now to the midweek action. Starting on Tuesday, it's Bury Rangers versus East Stirlingshire. I'm going to go with a Shire win here.
I'll pick a spot in the fence. I'll go for a draw. I think Berwick are still decent. It's so hard to call this early stage of the season, isn't it? But I'll go for a draw purely because it's a midweek trip to Berwick for Shire, and they might not be totally 100% after the big journey.
I'm sure I'll get a wee bit of stick from the Berwick Rangers guys, but I'm going to go with East Stirlingshire for that one.
Next game is East Kilbride versus Cali Braves, and I think we're probably going to say that Kilby will bounce back.
I'm going to go a draw.
Okay.
Purely because Cali Braves are coming off a fantastic result. They'll be up for it. One thing that Braves do have is a bit of pace through that squad now. So if we're saying that Kilby might be a bit vulnerable to it, let's find it.
I think Cali Braves or even Edisport used to... Like, it's them and Civil that always seem to get results against East Kilbride. It seems to be a thing, but I think East Kilbride will win, and I think Neil McLaughlin will score against them, against the Cali Braves. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those, isn't it?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Next game, then, is Edinburgh Uni versus Bolton United at East Peffermill.
This is a game Bolton United need to win. Simple as that. If they don't win this, then the question marks will be out in big force. So I will pick them to win away at Peffermill.
Of course, I said that, like, I it's still too early in the season, but yeah, these are the games that Bone S have to win. They've kind of faced sort of tough opposition. I don't really rate Edinburgh Uni in the same sort of bracket there, so they have to win this game, I would say.
Next game then is Galferdine Rovers versus the Spartans, and I'm going to go with a draw on this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to sit on the fence as well. This one be a draw. It's most of these games that I'm calling a draw could easily go either way with the odd goal, the same as they have done at the weekend, but it's too close to call for me.
I kind of want to say draw, but just to be a wee bit different, I'll go with Spartans.
Next then is Rangers B versus Civil Service Strollers. We've seen a lot from Rangers B. I think it'll be a convincing win for Rangers B, mate, myself.
I'll go home one. Yeah, not necessarily convincing by the odd goal here or there, but I do think Rangers will win that one.
Yeah, I would say that they're going to win it. Though, again, I wouldn't go with the convincing. I don't think they've had... I know they've played against tougher opposition, but I don't think they've been overly convincing with their wins, which is another sort of factor to... I wouldn't get too excited about them yet.
Next game up then is Bonnyrigg Rovers versus Broomhill. Come you, Mozza. He's out with your boys.
Cast iron away one. No, I'd be happy with a draw, which I think will tell you a lot. I think this is easily our toughest test yet, and we tend to go back and forth with Bonnyrigg, or we have done the last few seasons. It's not the same squad as we've had before. I would take a draw, but I think Bonnyrigg are favourites.
One thing I never mentioned earlier, obviously, Lee Curry, I gave him credit for scoring an open play, and the following weekend there, he scores from the penalty spot again. So I think Bonnyrigg are going to win that, if I'm being honest. I think Bonnyrigg need to, like, similar to Bonnes, not as sort of desperate as Bonnes, but they need to start picking up wins and... I think Robbie will get the guys up for that one.
I'm going to go with a draw. Broomhill coming off a result on Saturday. I think that's the kind of game that you might just surprise them and get something out of that. But I think I'll go draw here on Tuesday. Looking ahead to the Wednesday, we've got three games on Wednesday, and it's the Beat Star versus Cumberland. I don't think they'll get a result here.
I'll let you go on this one first, Chris.
This is... when I looked at the fixtures, this is the one that I didn't really want to predict because obviously Sean Winter, the main man, and Del Beattie. You know what? My head says draw, but I don't think, apart from maybe a couple of seasons ago when they're on their wee run, I don't think we've properly had the chance to back Del Beattie. So I'm going to go 3 points to Del Beattie at home. There we go.
I'm going to say they'll beat a win as well.
I feel like he's changed his mind in the last few seconds.
I was about to say a draw and I convinced myself. Yeah, we'll go double A1.
And next game is University of Stirling versus Celtic B. I think Celtic B will just edge this one. I think it'll be close, personally.
I expect a better performance from Stirling Uni. I kind of want to say draw, but I'll kind of edge towards Celtic B also.
Yeah, likewise, I think an away win.
And the final game is Vale Leithen versus Gerenna 2008. Now, I'm going to go with a draw here. I think Vale can get some points here.
Well, Vale haven't got a point in this season or the whole of last season. They need to start getting points. So, I actually think it'll be an away win. I think Gerenna win this, but if Vale have any designs on staying up, these are the games they need something from. And the longer they go without getting a point again this season, the more it'll play on their mind.
These are the sort of games previously that Vale had to win. I actually think Gretna, I've reserved judgment on them so far, but I think they have kind of made a bit of a step up. So I don't even know if I would sort of compare them in the same sort of bit, I guess, for lack of a better term. But yeah, I really want to say Vale can get something out of that game. I hope I'm wrong. There's nothing more than, you know, for putting your neck out on the line and saying this is going to happen and it doesn't. For a team like Vale, I hope I'm wrong about them. I hope they can get results, but I think Gretna have improved and I think they're actually now wee bit of a not in the same bracket anymore, I think. So I'm going to go with Gretna to win that game.
The concern I've got with Vale, as always, is squad depth as well. Like, again, Chris Anderson's bringing himself off the bench. And I don't want to say anything to Crulando, but you'd rather not bring yourself off the bench, I'd imagine. I think you'd rather have a young boy to go in and score a few goals for you. So, yeah, I think Gretna's got a wee bit of depth now, and that might prove vital in these, especially these midweek games.
To be not on depth for Gretna, by the way. I think they've got like five keepers signed. I don't know what that's all about, but yeah, I noticed. I'm sure one of them is on loan, but yeah, just a ridiculous amount of keepers. And I don't believe Vale of Leaven actually have a keeper signed at the moment. I think Chris Pedden's either some sort of loan deal or he might actually be away from Spartans now. So I don't know if he's a trialist, but yeah. I've no idea what's happening with that. How Gretna have five keepers and they'll have like zero, but we'll just donate one
in the night. Chris, he's not a trialist, I know that much, because he wasn't listed as a trialist, so he must be either on loan or signed on army terms at least.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I never saw any announcement from either club. I know they done one for Matty O'Crolla, who came from Spartans too. So yeah, I don't understand that, if he's actually... I don't have any answers for that, unfortunately. But yeah, I, according to their website and the club, they don't have a keeper signed up currently.
Answers on a postcard then for the Vale leading keeper scenario. But that gives us the roundup then for what's coming ahead.